Hamilton County, Tennessee is getting ready for a birthday. The courthouse in the center of Chattanooga will be 100 years old soon, and Gina Hantler, Public Relations for Hamilton County, met with me at the Centennial Exhibit at the Hamilton County Courthouse. This is a pretty special occasion, 100 years for the courthouse.
Yes, 100 years, almost 200 years for the county, but this particular building was built 100 years ago next November, so the 2013 actually will be 100 years.
Well, this is the beginning of the celebration.
This is. We thought it was a big enough event that we could do a whole year's worth of activities. And so we do have the exhibit, which we hope to refresh with people who it spurs some thoughts and they bring in some different photographs and some things that they think are important, particularly of those earlier courthouses such as Harrison and Dallas. Those are the two that are really short on. There are not many archives or many photographs of those buildings. And we're hoping that somebody's grandparents got married in front of one of them or something like that, and they can come forward. It'll really be helpful. And, of course, the library and the History Center are very much interested in what we're able to come up with here. And then we have special events that are designed to get people to come out, not only see the exhibit, but enjoy the courthouse. It is very much a public space.
A lot of people are not aware of the fact that Chattanooga was not the center of Hamilton County government.
Exactly. It's actually started in Soddy Daisy. Originally, Hamilton County did not come across the river at Ross's Landing. This is all the heart of the Cherokee Nation. And that's the reason why a lot of the outgoing Athens, Knoxville, Roane County, they all have some very old, old homes. The homes in downtown Chattanooga are all from 1840 and above, because this was all the Cherokee Village until the Indian Removal Act of 35, and they actually left in 38. So there are none of those really, really old homes in downtown Chattanooga.
And when they built the Chickamauga Dam and the base city of Harrison was flooded.
Yes.
That's when the courthouse moved to Chattanooga.
It is. Actually, there was a problem when they did that. The people in Harrison were not happy about it. They actually filed a lawsuit saying that there had been some unfairness about the vote, and they started their own county. They started the James County, and they actually disassembled that courthouse and took parts of it to build the James County Courthouse.
Are any parts of that still around?
The James County Courthouse burned twice. So of that original courthouse, the records don't show that they were able to take pieces of and recycle them a third time or a fourth or a fifth time. But I'm sure that there are. And there is a record in John Wilson's book and James Livingood's book. Both of those are priceless in the information that they have. And it will tell that some of the stones and whatnot that were used in Harrison and whatnot were brought downtown for some of the buildings. So it was not a run to the Home Depot or Lowe's era where it's just easier to buy new. They did recycle those things, and it's very meaningful now, but at the time it was utilitarian. It was just the way it was done. It's really an interesting thing, and if you do read those books or take this year and maybe become a little bit more acquainted with your county history, we have a very colorful history, and particularly with the Civil War. You know, we're very rich in the Civil War history, but the Cherokee Indians, the Indian Nation, and how all that went down and our role in it is amazing. It's humbling, is what it is.
This courthouse has been renovated more than one time in the course of its history.
It has. It's undergone a number of renovations. And renovations, in engineer speak, can mean everything from a new air conditioning system to a new floor added. This building was actually built in 1913, and then in 1937, they built on the north wing, which juts toward 6th Street. So this building was not originally in a T shape. It was originally just very square. So once they added that one, then they came back in, I think it was 1958, and added another floor on top. So it has undergone those two, plus numerous rehabilitations and things like that. But all the original features that you see here, all the crown molding, the plaster, the floors, everything, the color scheme, it's all original.
There's something very special and humbling to walk into a public building that is so majestic.
Very much. I mean, I was telling somebody that I work on the ground floor, one of the first offices on the ground floor. I never walk past the fireman's fountain and into this door, but what I think about, you know, all those who have come before and all those who will come after, and doing the people's business, and how it's a very special place to work. And this project, because not a historian by nature, that's just not what Gina's do, but I've really become a fan of it, and I do thirst for it, as particularly local history. We keep learning and adding, and I hope that the exhibit will grow as people add to it. And I mean, I'm sure some of the things that we have even posted on the walls, they may be negated. People may come in and go, I was there. I know what it says, but I was there. So it's okay to start a dialogue, you know, until we get it eventually right. We are going to have an open house next month. We think it's going to be on Tuesday night, December 11th, here in the courthouse. And we are going to have the Chattanooga Girls Choir and Boys Choir perform. All the lights will be on and whatnot. It'll be an early evening event, and we think that'll be really special. And then we hope to have, and we plan to have, a big 4th of July picnic, like an ice cream social military band concert on the lawn next 4th of July.
Several events will lead up to a special centennial celebration in November 2013. For now, there are photos and plaques showing the history of Hamilton County's courthouse right there in the halls. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.